The word Trump was written with weed killer on the lawn of a Delaware racial activist just outside of Lewis. It is not yet considered a hate crime by authorities or looking for a suspect, but Charlotte King, founder of the Southern Delaware Alliance for Racial Justice, says that's exactly what it is. We caught up with her to talk about the incident.
My neighbors have sent an email saying, what's wrong with your yard? You know, people just can't come out and say what it is. So I called them back and they said, Charlotte, somebody's burnt the word Trump in big 6-foot letters on your front lawn. And they burnt it with weed killer. I called the police at the same time that the state police were on alert because Biden had arrived in town. So, of course, their first response to me was, lady, we got more important things to do. They did come, and they did have more important things to do. Trooper that came said, well, it doesn't look like Trump to me. When you see the picture, if you don't see Trump, then there's something wrong with you. I also had hanging in my yard, very inconspicuously, a Black Lives Matter flag. Very inconspicuous. I think it may have been a response to that, but it shouldn't be. As I said, for me, it's a cross burning. It's today's version. You can't go around burning crosses, but you certainly can take and put Trump, which is synonymous with everything a cross burning represents, on my yard permanently.
Were you surprised at this, given your neighborhood?
Of course I was surprised. It's a safe neighborhood. It's a good neighborhood. Yes, it's predominantly a Trump neighborhood, but I really thought, despite our difference in politics, why would somebody do something like that?
So are there Trump signs in your neighborhood as well?
Oh, my God. The flags were big enough to bury you in. And because of that, I mean, I felt claustrophobic. I'd come out of my house, and the two houses right across from me had those tremendous, tremendous Trump flags. The one next to me had a tremendous Trump flag. But we stop and talk to each other. And as I said, if I'm sick, these same people will come and say, how can I help you, Charlotte? And I know that. And so I have felt very safe in this neighborhood. And I don't think anyone in the neighborhood did it. I want to be clear on that.
So do you still feel safe?
Well, you know, I'm stupid. Because my old lady friends say, you know, Charlotte, you may be in danger. This may have been one of two events. That man or woman, they escalate. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't know how safe to feel. Yes, this sounds small, but it's amazing the response. The lieutenant governor called me twice to make sure I was okay. The attorney general called me twice to make sure I'm okay. And then she made sure that the chief of the state troopers made sure that the local troop did whatever investigation.
On Saturday, King says they're organizing a webinar that has invited not only top state officials, but also the mayor of Lewis and Republican state senator Ernie Lopez.
Ernie Lopez said, what do you want from me, Charlotte? I want you to say to your constituents, I do not support hate crimes, and I want this country to be unified. That's all I want you to say, Ernie. Those two things. I don't think it's about my lawn anymore. I don't think it's about me. When people say, what can we do? Don't worry about my lawn. I'll get it fixed. As a matter of fact, Senator Lopez has taken on the responsibility of fixing the lawn. So he's got some men out there right now fixing the lawn.
Charlotte King, founder of the Southern Delaware Alliance for Racial Justice, whose lawn was vandalized with the name Trump burned into it with weed killer. A drive-through demonstration in the neighborhood is also being scheduled in response to the incident. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.